Welcome to Blakey Psychotherapy. We're glad you're here. Thinking about therapy and talking to a therapist requires courage. You've taken the first step.
So what? As humans, we have a tendency to think of the worst case scenario. A boss looks grumpy and we fantasize about losing our job. We get a call from our child's school and we imagine a playground accident or possible suspension. A headache arrives and we're picking out our funeral clothes. However, the catastrophes that we imagine often never happen. The boss is smiling an hour later. The teacher is calling us to let us know our child is being considered for a ward, and the headache is just a headache. We return to a sense of perspective. Unfortunately, when we're dealing with mental health challenges, our sense of perspective can be elusive. Everything feels like an overwhelming crisis. Let me tell you a story. Natalie, age 40, and her wife, Jane, recently separated after being together for 15 years. The decision to end the relationship was mutual, and they're now both in the process of working with lawyers on a separation agreement. There are no children involved, making the creation of the agreement fairly straightforward. Natalie has struggled with anxiety and depression throughout her adult life and been able to manage her symptoms with a combination of self-care and medication. However, even though the decision to separate was amicable, Natalie experienced an increase in her anxiety. She and Jane worked through the process of dividing possessions, deciding how to tell their friends and family, and many of the other life ripples that come with making a big decision. Shortly after Jane moved out of their house, pending its sale, Natalie started to feel as if her body was revving all the time. She couldn't relax or settle to anything. As she felt more overwhelmed, her sleep patterns changed. Restless nights spent listening to house noises and ruminating on the past and future decisions. As time passed, the revving morphed into a general fear of failure. It was after experiencing a panic attack, the first one in 10 years, while looking at paint colors for her new apartment, that Natalie decided to talk to a therapist. When we pay attention, we can notice that anxiety arrives slowly. It may feel like we wake up one day anxious, but looking back, we can follow the trail. Even though Natalie had a history of anxiety and depression, its return wasn't immediately visible. Instead, her symptoms were lost in the situational stress she was experiencing. Thoughts and emotions that lead to anxiety. Try again. Was centered in two areas. The first was situational, her recent separation from Jane and the resulting major life transitions. The second was Natalie's fear of her unknown future. What would her life look like now that she was single? She was happy with her decision not to have children when she thought that she and Jane would be together till death do them part, but now the idea of being alone for the rest of her life was terrifying. The so what game is quite simple in theory and takes some work. It involves taking the thoughts and worries that are leading to the anxiety and basically following their path to their conclusion. As we follow where the path leads, we check to determine how reasonable the thoughts are and, if necessary, what are the plans to deal with them. Natalie's anxiety path looked a lot like this. Ruminating about fears of the future, specific fear that she had made the wrong decision in agreeing to end the relationship with Jane, why is she afraid she made a mistake, and if she's not in a relationship, she will grow old alone. Once we have some content to the fear, that isn't always so easy to determine, then we can decide on its likeliness of happening and look at a plan. Growing old alone is a normal fear. But in Natalie's case, is it reasonable? There's no reason to assume that Natalie won't repartner at some point if she chooses to. However, if she doesn't, what's her plan? Natalie realized during her relationship with Jane, she'd lost contact with many of her friends and family members. Also, their couple friends had originally been Jane's friends and were now rallying around Jane. Natalie's feelings of isolation were contributing to her anxiety. Her immediate plan was to reach out to old friends and to check in with family members. Natalie also decided that she needed to create a new life for herself. Her future plan is to think about interests she would like to pursue and find communities that support those. Now, the benefit of so what? Anxiety can be related to the fear of the unknown. When we look at what's making us afraid and come up with a plan, we take some control over the situation. We also gain a sense of perspective as we discover that perhaps our own worst fears aren't as likely as we think they are. When we decide that we can live with the worst, we're no longer afraid. Because Natalie has a history of anxiety and depression, her recovery included checking in with her doctor to see if her medication was still appropriate. She also restarted her self-care practice of exercise, breathing exercises, and a healthy diet. Natalie used the so what game every time she encountered new fears and added the results to her plan. Getting over the grief of a lost relationship and doing the work of moving on is difficult, so she added some self-compassion to her plan. Perhaps the so what game can be useful to you the next time you are dealing with a bout of anxiety. If not, please feel free to contact me at laurieblakey.com. See you in 2 weeks. When working with clients experiencing anxiety, one of the first things we do is start looking for triggers, becoming anxiety scientists. Keeping track of the body sensations, thoughts, and emotions that lead to the feelings of anxiety. For Natalie, she and her therapist would be exploring the thoughts that preceded her body revving or the messages that were keeping her up at night. As Natalie worked with her therapist, it became clear that while Natalie's increased level of anxiety